Good evening and welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer. It's a pleasure to have here tonight the new coach of the West Platte Blue Jays football program, Coach Jim Newstead. Coach, welcome to West Platte, and certainly thanks on behalf of WestPlatteSports.com for interviewing with us and doing your coach's show this year. Coach, it's a pleasure to have you. Welcome to West Platte.
Pleasure's all mine. I'm excited to be here.
Well, Coach, I know that you've come here, certainly, we'll discuss this a little bit later, come under here in very interesting circumstances as far as what's going on in the outside world, but before we get to all that, tell us a little bit about your football journey and coaching journey that you've enjoyed.
I started off at Baker University where I graduated with a Bachelor of Science. I ended up coaching there for 3 years.
Okay.
Decided to go to high school, and I got a job at Cass Midway in Missouri. I was there for 4 years at Cass Midway as the O-line coach. We ended up winning a state championship in 1996.
Okay.
And then I met my wife, who was from Centralia, and I ended up moving to Centralia, and I've been there for 23 years.
Wow.
As an assistant for 20 years and a head coach for three. We were fortunate enough in 2003 to win a state championship there. The last 3 years, I've been the head coach there with a record of 21-12, and I finished my last season at 11-0, and we lost the second round of the playoffs. So we had a pretty good run there at Centralia.
That sounds like you've had a good run, and Coach, interesting starting with Baker, a powerful NAIA program there as well. Coach, where did you play your high school days at?
Well, I played my high school days in Newton, Kansas.
Okay.
And I didn't go straight to Baker from Newton. I went to Caulfield Community College, and I was there for a few years before I went to Baker.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, great background. We're looking forward to having that background help us certainly here at West Platte, Coach. And I tell you, West Platte, I know you probably looked at it as a unique small school. What attracted you to West Platte?
Well, number one, I knew it was a great school system, and I'm really good friends with Superintendent John Reinhardt, and I mean, I've known about West Platte since he's been here. I looked at it as a great school system. It reminded me a lot of Cass Midway. I was at Cass Midway, just great kids and a good community. And I look forward to the chance to try to build something, because I know that West Platte was kind of down a little bit and needed some little boost to build. And I've been a part of every program I've been to. It's already been established. This is my chance before I retire to try to build something in the next 5 or 6 years.
That sounds really good. Maybe you could give us an idea of what your football philosophy is. You don't have to get too detailed, but maybe give us an idea of what your coaching program is like.
I grew up as a kid without a father and a kind of a poor home, so football became my life. I had some good coaches that taught me how to be accountable and how to be ready for life and how to handle adversity and so forth. And I kind of steal that in all my kids. I know football is a game. And it's a fun game, and I'm very competitive. But, you know, the winning and losing is just a catalyst to what you actually can teach the kids. Football is compared to life a lot. There's lots of ups and downs. You have to be able to work with team members, and you have to be able to have dedication and accountability. So I preach accountability to every kid I'm working with, and that's kind of been our philosophy this year. The back of our shirts say accountability doesn't work unless you do. So that's kind of what I'm trying to install in the kids here. And so that's kind of my philosophy. As far as what offense or defense I run, offensively, I'm kind of a shotgun wing tee guy.
Okay.
And that's just what the KCI needs is another wing tee team. You know, they have a lot of it.
Yeah.
They have a KCI already because I know a lot of the coaches from wing tee clinics. And so
sure
forth.
Do, yeah.
Defense, I've run several defenses. I'm kind of like the 4-3 cover two because it's very basic but very sound.
Okay.
It works with fundamentals of just being able to read blocks and tackle and so forth. We've adapted that fairly well here at West Platte over the summer, working on camps and so forth.
Well, it sounds great, Coach. An introduction of Coach Jim Newstead. Coach, we're looking forward to having you apply your tools with this football program. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back right after this.
The Shane Barty Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Bartee Law Offices located at 421 Main Street, west of Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at BigBuckSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100.
Well, welcome back. We're right back here with Coach Jim Newstead, new coach of the West Platte Blue Jays. And, Coach, we talked a little earlier about the special challenges we've had externally around the school and the football program is something called COVID-19. It must have been interesting in dealing with that as you started this football program with your guidance.
Yeah, it was really interesting and kind of frustrating. So, you know, after I got hired as the football coach, it wasn't like 2 weeks later we got COVID. So I never got a chance to meet any of the players until middle of June when I first moved here. So I think it was the second week in June when I first got here and we started a summer program. That was my first time going to meet the kids. So I was kind of anxious all spring because I'm going to meet them. And then they kept putting things back. So it took a while for us to get together as a team and as a coaching staff. So once we got together this summer, though, things kind of clicked pretty quickly. I was really excited about the enthusiasm the kids had, and I was excited about their work ethic. And we had a really good summer in the weight room and on the football field.
Well, that's great, Coach. I know going into this game, we've experienced heat. I don't think we've experienced all summer. And, how are the kids doing with that this week?
So far, they've been doing pretty well. The first week of practice, we practiced in the morning, was kind of cooler. And I thought that this week we should practice in the evening and try to endure some of the heat. You know, some of the big linemen didn't like the idea of going at 5 o'clock in the evening because it's still pretty dang hot at that time of day. But
right.
I figured it was time for us to get acclimated into that temperature. So we're going to be playing games at 7. And it's still kind of humid at 7 nowadays. So
yeah.
I really wanted to get them acclimated to that temperature. But we've responded fairly well.
Well, that's great. And, of course, just kind of a footnote. So we play the ball games, and you'll notice when you play this game, the officials they have a few more water breaks, so there'll be a few more breaks and just to let everybody. That's not unusual when we're looking at this kind of heat, and certainly with the artificial surface nowadays, it can actually get up to 15 to 20 degrees hotter than what's actually showing on the actual thermometer.
The turf is a lot hotter. That little rubber that's in the turf kind of kicks off a lot of heat.
You bet. So we'll be certainly watching that. Coach, I know that when you came in, you had to organize your coaching staff, who do you have working with you in the football program this year?
Well, I got a really good staff. I was kind of a little worried about my staff when I first got here because the coach administration told me I was only keeping one guy, and that was Mitch Geiger. He's doing my O-line and D-line, and he turned out to be an exceptional coach for me. And then I had to recruit some other coaches. Brett Swope from St. Gerald Central is my defensive coordinator and linebacker coach and my tight end and wings coach, and he was a defensive corner at St. Joe Central also, so he's got lots of experience there. And then with Alex Mercer going off into the service, I was kind of short one coach for my skill kids. And it just so happened in the middle of July, I ended up finding a guy by the name of Taylor Gallagher, a Platte City guy who was actually the offensive coordinator at William Jewell for the past 5 years.
Whoa.
So I got a heck of a quarterback coach and a heck of a DB coach, and he's going to be my passing coordinator. I'm going to take care of the run coordinator, and he's going to pass. Between the two of us, we're going to have a pretty good idea of what's going on offense.
Well, you've been able to assemble quite the staff here in a very short period of time. As far as your players, Coach, what leaders are you depending on this season? I know it's good to see Luke Hiley back, and certainly I know you've got a mixture of youth as well as some experience. So who are some of the leaders and players you depend on this year?
Well, first of all, like you mentioned, Luke Hiley, he's had a great summer. I think he's put on like 20 pounds in the weight room, lifting weights and so forth. He's stronger than he was last year. His arm is stronger. He's making reads very quick. He's a smart guy. I'm really excited about him at quarterback. At running back, I have three leaders. Brandon James is my first one. He's a senior. He's been running the ball for 2 years for West Platte. But Zane Truxell and Cameron Williams kind of add a little depth to the running back position. And then at my wing back's kind of a blocker and a runner. So I had to get some guys that were kind of big and able to block, but able still to be versatile and running the ball for us. And I have two guys I'm really comfortable there with, Dublin Carnahan, who's a junior, and Emmett Sullivan, who's a junior.
Yep.
And at the wide receiver area, I've got three guys I'm really comfortable with. Xavier Reynolds, who's a sophomore, Ty Lawson, a junior, and Trent Taylor, who had a pretty good season last year for West Platte as a receiver also. And my tight end is a returning tight end, Mason Montez, who's a junior. So at the skill position, I've got 10 guys that can play, and they're all going to play in 5 different spots. So I feel like I have a lot of depth there in the skill spot. My offensive line is kind of senior heavy, which most coaches want when they start talking about O-line.
Sure.
My three seniors that are starting are Joey Groom at guard, Will Finke at center, and Tanner Dehaven at the other tackle. And then Lamar Henderson as a junior will be starting at the other tackle, and Lane Scott as a sophomore will be starting at my other guard. And then I have three rotators, Connor Costello, Macon McDonald, and Eli Harris. They're going to see plenty of time so also. I was a little worried when I first came here. I thought maybe that my line wouldn't be as big as most teams need to be. But looking at my line here, I've got a 240, 220, 260, 300, 260. So I've got some pretty good size.
Yeah, you got some size.
So, yeah. The main thing with the line is we're teaching a new style of blocking. You know, we're wing tees, so we're kind of a shoulder blocking team. It's not something that I used to. I think they're catching on pretty quick.
Yep.
It's going to be kind of a learning curve, and hopefully I've got some time to make sure we get going on that type of blocking style.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that, like I said, that's, like you said there, that's quite the impressive size of line, certainly in this size program. So, yeah, it sounds like, yeah, at least you got a good start there for sure. Well, I know the first games to me, certainly as a broadcaster and maybe as a player too and a coach, I mean, the first game, you really don't know a whole lot about your opponent. Many times all you can do is look at last year's film and whatever, but what do you know about this Lone Jack team coming into this game?
Oh, I watched them in last year's film, and they played in the Jamboree. They were fortunate enough to play in the Jamboree in Sherwood, so I went down there and scouted them. So I got to watch them and film a little bit during the Jamboree. They run an offense that's kind of tricky to defend. They have a shotgun kind of broken bone type thing. They run a lot of option and rockets and so forth. So we had to work a lot this week on option. You know, we have to be very disciplined on the option. I'm really happy with my D line. My D line is Connor Costello at 300 pounds, Tanner at Dehaven at 216, Lamar and Lane Scott both at 210 at the end.
Okay.
I've got like 5 linebackers that can play and they're doing really well. Will Finke, Cameron, Dublin, Mason, Emmett, and then my D-backs. I have 9 D-backs, so it's going to be a combination of lots of D-backs, and we'll kind of weed out who are the better D-backs after this game tonight, I mean tomorrow night.
Yeah, very good. Well, Coach, we're looking forward to the game tomorrow night, and we'll take it one game at a time, certainly not just as a team, but I guess as spectators too, and we'll talk a little bit later as we start our preview tomorrow night about some of the different things that we'll have to do to actually attend the game anymore. But, Coach, certainly we're looking forward to working with you, and we wish you well as West Platte takes on Lone Jack. Coach, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.